Maurice Chaney.
Soul Harvest Ministry.
Yes, yes. Yes. Well, we honor the Spirit of the Lord, and we're excited here in the studio.
Yes,
we will have
yes.
our special guest calling in, none other than the phenomenal Bishop. Bishop, you're on the line. Amen. None
Amen.
Other than Bishop Johnny Guns of St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Blessings to you, sir.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Bless you, Bishop.
I am driving in the rain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm so sorry I didn't make it to the studio, but, you know, I had a wedding today. We started just a little bit late. Praise the Lord.
I know how that is. I know how that is, Bishop. Well, we thank God for you coming on
Amen.
And able to share with us some things today. I want to start off saying thank you, and also to my beautiful, lovely wife next to the man of God. Bless you.
Amen.
She's looking so lovely today. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk about the sanctity of the home, but I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you all that are out there listening, and then we're going to allow Bishop Guns to share his heart and what the Lord put in his heart to minister today. And we pray that you have an ear to listen. We're not on Facebook, but if there's those that you know that want to hear what the Lord is saying, please tell someone to call in if you are at your home. The sanctity of the home, Joshua. I'm going to come from a real quick Joshua 24, a very familiar passage of scripture. And we're going to read it really quickly. And yes, and we're on the air now. When we talk about the sanctity of the home, we're speaking of the consecration of what the home should be. And then it's a 24, Joshua 24. And let's go to 13 real quick. And say, I've given you a land for which you did not labor. Watch this. I've given you a land which you have not labored, did not labor. And I'm reading out of the ESV. And cities you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat from vineyards and olive yards. You did not plant. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in serenity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on other side of the Euphrates River in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And then it says here, it says, and if it seems to evil to you and to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And many of people in the season and the time that we're living in must understand is that first ministry come within the confines of the home. In Proverbs 22, and I'm going to read that very quickly, and I'm going to share something with you, and we'll allow Bishop just to jump in and be a blessing. And Proverbs, thank you, Lord. Do you want to say something, Dr. Chaney, while I get this scripture?
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just excited about what you're talking about, and also Apostle, and also with Bishop. Praise the Lord. And we, I know we discussed it earlier about training up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. And like I was saying to you earlier, that's actually one of my favorite scriptures, because I'm real strong on that. Amen. And training them up in the way of the Lord. Praise God. And just knowing for real, raising three adult children now, that it is real. They may go away, but they will come back. Amen.
Amen.
And they're serving God, and I thank the Lord for that. So it's just real. Amen.
Amen. And I want to share this scripture. Watch what it says.
Amen.
And this is found in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, a very familiar passage of scripture. We ain't preaching today. We just want to give you something. It says here in the third verse, is well, the first verse, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches,
yes,
and loving favor rather than the silver and gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on are punished with suffering. Fourth, for the reward of humility and the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Sixth verse, train up a child in the way he should go, and in keeping with his individual, And when he is old, he will not depart. And that was in parentheses, the other one. I'm going to just quote it completely straight out. Train up a child, those especially those that are familiar with it. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so, beloved, I want to share this with you real quick. And we're going to have the bishop get in and share what the Lord was telling. The word train comes from the Hebrew word kanak. To train up, to dedicate. It is to teach them their value, worth, yes. The gifts, the contribution, and this foundation to stand. And when we talk about the training up of a child, a lot of times we begin to say discipline, and discipline is a much part of rearing a child in a structure, in the confounds of being in posture, position. And it's the same thing when it comes down to the house. In the Western mindset, you have to understand, is that we think that when Joshua begin to say, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." We think it's immediate, but it's much more than that. It's a broader spectrum in the Eastern mindset, because it talks about not only those that are in your home, but those that are in your surrounding, what you're connected to. Amen. Consecrated, kedush, holy, being sovereign unto the Lord. And I know this is confounds. I just wanted to share that a little bit, because I know Bishop, he's going to come on the air and he's going to begin to speak his heart, because I know there's a lot of things that's happening over to St. Paul. Bishop, what's on your heart, man of God?
Well, I think, first of all, you have just opened up some stuff. I want to thank you, my God, because it's interesting. We have, starting today, we have launched our family experience, which is really 8 days of activities as it relates to the family. Today was our career blast off, whereby our youth and our children were in an event to prepare them for their futures. It was hosted by the mother's board of our church, which is kind of interesting that the seniors would facilitate an event for the future of the children. And so it was just an amazing time. Tomorrow is our family worship day, whereby we're challenging families to bring members together to church. But the Lord instructed me to have every family to bring a bottle of oil, because yes. The head of the house is going to anoint everybody in the family.
Jesus, yes.
And I'm preaching from Acts 16 about when the jailer's family was saved. And the Lord's been dealing with me, Bishop and Apostle and Pastor. The Lord's been dealing with me about how our families have drifted from center because we no longer expect the family to be saved. We're just glad if individuals get saved.
Come on now.
We're not creating that atmosphere. So when you start talking about Joshua, that is so amazingly powerful, because a part of what's going on, Bishop, is so many of our families have lost their way when it comes to corporate salvation. So because you're right, in the Bible, it wasn't the individual that got saved. It wasn't the individual, it was the household.
Yes.
Yes.
The entire house.
Yes.
Everybody benefited. Everybody experienced God's favor. Everybody experienced the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. Everybody. And what has happened now is that now we've got families whereby they grew up in church, but now they don't want anything to do with church.
Come on.
Because they don't want anything to do with church. They don't want anything to do with Jesus.
Yes.
And so we need to reestablish. And so on Tuesday, we do this every year. We go the last 15 years, called the Blessing of the Children. We anoint and consecrate every child that is brought in that building. We anoint them. We consecrate them. We wash their feet in preparation for the school year. And then on Wednesday, you two are going to be with us. I'm going to minister. We We do a one-night parent revival.
Yes.
And I am part of the parents, and then on that, then after I'm done, I'm going to release it for you two to anoint a minister, anoint every parent and grandparent. I'm asking you two to come to pray over every parent and grandparent.
Awesome. That's
because what I'm believing, and that's why I love you two so much, what I'm believing is God is establishing and reestablishing himself as the center of families.
Glory.
And so it's going to be amazing. Thursday, we got a young adult service. Friday, we got a concert with Chandler Moore. We got so much going on. I don't want it to be a commercial, but I'm telling you, I'm feeling the burden of family, and I'm feeling the weight of it because I've buried over 30 young men who have been murdered in 22 years. And what's scary is they never come to the service without a family.
Wow.
Everybody has a family. Every murder victim has a family. And what the Lord said to me was, every murder victim has a family because every murder victim is a product of something, of somebody.
Yes.
That's so
but
true.
Every one of them came with a family. What happened when this young man lost his way? We got to start taking our families back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you said it, Bishop. What's happening in the home, they poise, Joshua poise, when we say that as for me and my house, we just think everybody have to go to church. And that's our mindset. Everybody up in here, especially when you was older then, years ago, I mean, when you were younger then, especially in African-American church, it was like, if you live in my house, you're going to church. But they talked about church, but they never talk about posture. They never talk about position. They never spoke about being arrayed. He was saying, as for me and my house, we will consecrate ourselves. We will prepare ourselves to honor and glorify the Lord. And I think you're doing a great work, yes, Bishop, yes. Guns, because you're there and you're bringing the structure back in the home, putting people back in and accountability.
Yes.
And so, Bishop, what do you desire to happen for it to happen after this service? What you're looking for God to do with these parents and these grandparents?
I want the Lord, when this week is over, I want, first of all, parents to reassert their spiritual authority over their family.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, Jesus.
I want to see, because see, I grew up in a house with Frank and Quincy Guns, Dr. Frank Guns and Reverend Quincy Guns, and my mother, who's gone on to be with the Lord, her influence was so great over me until she's dead and gone, and I'm walking in that mantle.
Ooh,
because here's what I discovered. You can bury a body, but you can't bury a mantle.
Come on now, man.
That's good. Amen.
Come on. You need to say that again.
I'm telling you, say that again. Hallelujah.
And the problem is, Pastor Cheney, Doc Cheney, is that there's a lot of parents that ain't got no mantles, so their children are picking up spirits from other sources.
Oh, my God. My God, I hope somebody get in this.
Oh, wait a minute, Apostle. I just heard this from a spirit. A lot of us are raising strangers because that ain't what we birthed.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
A lot of us are raising strangers. Yeah. We don't know our kids.
That's
we
right.
don't know them.
That's right.
The Bible says, and the Spirit told Mary who he was going to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Spirit told Mary who he was going to be.
Oh, my God.
And he became exactly what the Spirit of God said he was going to be.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
This is some good, heavy stuff. Go ahead, Bishop.
No, y'all done got me excited. Y'all better start talking.
No. You go ahead because you're blessing the people.
Yes.
Amen.
No. I think that, and it's interesting, I think that a part of where we are in the body today is that we've got to get back to some center stuff.
Yes.
You know, we got to get back to some stuff that was once foundational. Too many of us are parenting using secular models.
Come on now.
and we're not establishing that model of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ should be foundational in every home of anybody who say that they're Christian.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And just when we talk about that scripture, when it talks about to train up a child, to train up to be dedicated, mm-hmm. and to contribute. One thing about it is that in that scripture is literally saying to the parent, as you extract what's in your child, you make them profitable. You make them accountable. You make them contributors.
Yes, yes.
When you train them that gift, there's a Hebrew word. There's two definitions. One is to be a blessing, and the other is to receive a blessing. Yes. And when you pour into your children, and just to piggyback what Bishop Gunn said, when you're the center, and when you're allowing the Most High God to come back in the confounds of the family, not just to go to church, not this orchestrated mobility, this type of robotic mobility, Christian mobility that we come in. No, it's about loving on Him, consecrating yourself, and to be holy, and not in the sense of trying to do everything right. And Bishop, you said it when it comes down to what you're saying about the fathers. Do you believe and we know this to be the truth, do we need as a church, as the body, to go after the fathers to bring them an accountable, to have them understand responsibility and taking their rightful place as the priests in the home?
Yes.
Do you believe that it would literally deter these young people that's going up? Because you said something about we're giving them models of the world, and they should have a father and a mother that ought to be a role model spiritually. Do you believe that when that men come in as the priests, that we'll see a different change in the young people?
Absolutely. I think that you've hit it on the head.
I believe this.
I believe the enemy has done the most remarkable job of making us uncomfortable, making the foundations and the principles of Christian faith as being in expectation and not negotiation.
That is good.
It's amazing. The enemy has made us embarrassed to be Christian.
Jesus.
And so our children, so if the parent is embarrassed to be Christian, how can that parent establish those values among their children? And a lot of times the fathers have just kind of pulled back and are no longer actively engaged in the spiritual life of their children. You know, and so you're right. I think that a part of what we've got to do is that we've got to change the dynamics of what we understand to be Christian, and then we've got to demand that our children respect our God.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, you need to say that again, Bishop, to our listeners. Say that again.
We got to demand that our children respect our God.
Yes.
That at the end of it all, if you're gonna be in my house, you're gonna honor God.
Yes.
You know, it was interesting when I was growing up. I used to try to be slick. I used to try to get away with stuff. And my mom and dad didn't want secular music played in the house.
Amen.
They didn't allow it. Mm-hmm. And so my mom and dad left one day and went somewhere. So I went to the old stereo, you know, the old stereo with the little printed knob, and I cut it on. Mm-hmm. I cut it on 101.9. I'm in Virginia, and I'm in there trying to jam. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I saw my parents come on earlier than I thought they were coming. And the first thing I did was I ran and I changed the channel. And my mama walked in the house, Bishop, walked in the house, Doc Cheney, and said, "Something don't feel right in here."
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
The stereo. And saw what I was playing and said to me, listen, I was 60 years old. She said, "Listen, you ain't too young. For me to put you out of my house for not respecting the Spirit of God in here."
My God.
And I learned something that day. You got to honor God wherever you are.
Amen.
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 And I think we're missing that discipline. And
yes.
Your mother was able to discern spiritually. We need that spiritual discernment.
Yes.
We should not allow everything to be going on in our house.
Yes.
Because, and when we talk about, when Joshua say, as my house, is speaking of my connection, those that are connected with me and yes. to me. I'm not going to allow you to come in my home and say and do everything that you want.
Yes.
Be connected with those that do not want the Father, do not want God.
Yes.
And your friends should be connected to God somewhere. Only time when you should have a friend that is in the world is when you're trying to draw them from the world.
Amen.
You're trying to minister to them and the spiritual aspect. So, Bishop, do we need to have that? I know we just got a little short period of time. Do we need to have that spiritual discernment, or we're allowing everything to come in the house? And I know some of that stuff is demonic, and we wonder why we're not able to.
Come on.
Can't sleep at night because we're like, our children are acting all kind of ways. And I don't want to get I want to be technical in the sense of that we have to understand, we have to prove them and we have to educate them. But there are demonic spirits. So what you need to say to the parents out there allowing their children to listen to any kind of music and doing everything they want to do in the home?
It is so important
yes.
that what you just said is not just nodded to, but in absorbed in the spirits of Christian parents.
Mm.
We have to become discerning. A part of what's happening is that our kids are being raised in environments where the parents can't pick up the enemy's ways.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's good.
That's
and because
good.
We can't pick up his ways, mm-hmm. we can't redirect their ways.
Mm.
And so a lot of our kids are being raised by parents whose prayer lives don't empower them
Come
to
on.
Say, wait a minute, then they write about this. See, here's what's interesting. If your children are going to try to sin in your house, you ought to have enough God to either catch them doing it.
Jesus.
Come on.
Or feel it about to happen and warn them.
Woo! Oh, come on up.
Come on
now.
My God.
That's
yes,
good.
Yes, yes.
If you ought to catch them doing it.
That's good.
Like my mama caught me.
Come on.
Or you ought to say, wait a minute. I'm sensing something about to happen. See,
yes.
See, here's what's interesting.
That's good.
You can't be your child's friend even when they're an adult.
Come on now.
I don't want to be my daddy's best friend.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yes.
No. I need my daddy to always be able to. He's 91 years old. I need him to still put his hand on me.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
I love that. Yes.
That is.
I love that.
That's what I miss about my mom being gone, Bishop. I miss the fact that my mom could be in prayer, Dr. Cheney, and would pick up the phone and call me and say, I've been praying this morning, and the Holy Ghost told me to call you to tell you to watch what you're getting ready to say.
Wow. My God. That is awesome. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I can identify with that. Amen.
We got Prophet Evans in the house. Take a couple of seconds, Prophet, and share with the people why it's so important not to allow everything to come in the house. A couple of seconds.
It's very important to allow everything that's in the house because spirits are attached to things. I'm going to give you an example. It was a pastor on the West Coast that brought a pot into his house. The pot was from a Hopi Indian. So the pot carried a lot of spirits with it. When the man brought it into his house, it caused all kind of havoc.
Mm.
And things broke down because the evil thing was in his house. A scripture example is Achan takes the gold thing and hides it in his tent.
Unclean thing, yes.
The unclean thing. And God tells Josh, just as the man of God just said, God spoke to the man of God, Joshua, to get off his face praying because there was sin in the camp. That's where we should be.
Amen.
Able to discern it and clean our house.
Yes.
Amen. And that's so good. And you said it. Bishop, we thank you for being a part of our this communication, man of God.
Yes.
You've just been so much of a blessing. You are a friend. We thank God that you are a friend. And until next time that you're going to be on here, we thank you. We bless you. And we're going to have Dr. Cheney just to share
about
tomorrow's
Amen.
Ministry.
Amen.
Bless you,
Bishop.
We
want to welcome you to come out. Amen. The Soul Harvest Ministries. That's 575 Oak Leaf Plantation Parkway. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can catch us on Facebook, amen, Instagram, amen. But we would love for you to come out at 11:30 tomorrow and praise the Lord with us. Thank you until we meet again.
Thank you, Bishop.
And you be blessed. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.